As we begin, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, learning Masech Nedarim, of course, the lesson of Nedarim is the power of speech. That even though something is mutter, we have a situation where the subject at hand is a situation that's really mutter. The Torah was mechadish, that a person has the ability to make it usur by making a neder. And as the Baal HaTurim says, the gematria of the word nedarim is the same as rotzeach. Because a person with his mouth could kill. And that's the lesson of Masech Nedarim. The lesson of Masech Nedarim is what we could accomplish with our mouth. And in fact, I saw a vart from Rav Nachman Breslover. Rav Nachman Breslover explains that it's very interesting. Our Masech, as we learn, begins with the halachas of Kol Kini Nedarim Ki Nedarim. That not only if you express the neder in an explicit fashion, is the nether considered a nether? But even if you use a kinui, and as actually the Gemara teaches us, not just if you use a kinui, but even if you use a yad, in all of these situations, the nether is considered a nether. Why is that the halacha that the Masechta begins with? Shouldn't have the Masechta have begun with the halachas of Nedarim, the basic halachas of Nedarim, and then after teaching us the basic halachas of Nedarim, then the Mishnah could have taught us about Kinin Nedarim, about Yodas Nedarim. But if we're explaining, says Rav Nachman Breslov, the power of speech, and what the power of speech means, that a person with speech could accomplish so much. So the Mishnah is teaching us that not only when somebody says something in an explicit fashion is the halacha that it's considered that he has accomplished something, but even when he has said it in a non-explicit fashion, an akinui or a yad, the power of speech is that can accomplish as much. However, I saw that the Avnei Nezer asks a question. If indeed, as we're saying, there's such a tremendous power in speech, that something that really is mutter, by me making a neder, it becomes usur, so why wouldn't this fall under the category of Baal Tosef? The Torah says we're not allowed to add isurim. So the Avnei Nezer answers that since by nedarim and shvuas, we know the halacha is that they can be annulled. You could have hafara, you could have hatara, as we're going to learn in our Masechta. However, by a isser in the Torah, obviously they're not subject to hafara and hatara. So therefore, they're not comparable to all the other isurim in the Torah, and therefore there is no problem about Tosef. And he adds a very nice vart. He says that the Yerushalmi, Masech the Nazir, says that Nazirah Simshon is not Midaraisa, it's only Midirei Kabbalah. And the question, of course, is why is Nazirah Simshon treated differently than all other Naziris? So he explains, because one of the characteristics of Nazirah Simshon is that it doesn't have any Hatara. If somebody accepts upon himself a Nazir Shimshon, he has to remain a Nazir forever. So now he says it's very understandable. What are we saying is the difference between a nether and something that's awesome with the Raisa? A nether can be annulled. And this is the Raisa, obviously, cannot be annulled. But if Nazir Shimshon also cannot be annulled, we would have a problem. The why, if somebody accepts upon himself Nazir Shimshon, is it not considered in a category of Baal Tosef? That's why it says the Yerushalmi, indeed, Nazirus Shimshon is not as Nazirus Midaraisa, it's only in Nazirus Midivri Kabbalah. And of course, the Sfarim explain the why indeed is there such a halacha that somebody who accepts upon himself a neder is what he accepts he's obligated to follow. So the Mefarshim explain, because as the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, Vayihi ha'odom l'nefesh chaya, and the Targum explains, V'havis ba'odom l'ruach memalala, what is unique and special about the person is that the person has the ability to express himself with words. That is what makes a person special. And not only is that what makes a person special, that he has the ability to speak, but the speech carries with it a tremendous power that you can make something which is really mutter usser through accepting upon yourself a neder. And in fact, I saw the Mefarshim explain that we find in the Torah puts the parasha of Nedarim next to the Parsha of Yom Tovim. Parsha Yom Tovim is at the end of Parsha Pinchas, and a Parsha Matos, at the beginning of Parsha Matos, we have the Parsha Nedarim. What is the reason that these two Parshas are put one next to the other? So I saw a beautiful explanation. We know that the Yom Tovim are established through Beis Din. Beis Din declares when it's Rosh Chodesh, and based on Beis Din's declaration of when it's Rosh Chodesh, that's when Yontif is cleared. So we see the power of Beis Din's declaration. So these two parashas, the parasha of Nedarim and the parasha of Yom Tovim, both really represent the exact same lesson. They represent the lesson of the power of speech. And there's a very interesting point that I saw that the Mefarshim point out. We're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem in a coming shiur the halacha of Shavuos, and if a Shavuah is effective only if you use a Shem Hashem, or the Shem Hashem is not required to make a Shavuah effective. It's the Ran here on Beis Amud Aleph discusses that. And it's interesting, when the Ran, who quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and has a difficulty in understanding Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, says, Peh Kodosh Yoyma Davazer, a very interesting expression. Peh Kodosh, a holy mouth, should say this. Why is the Ran using this very interesting language? But now it's very understandable, because the Ran is telling Rabbeinu Tam the lesson of Masechta Nedarim is Peh Kodosh. The lesson of Masechta Nedarim is that we should learn what we can and what we accomplish when we say. And therefore he says to the Rabbeinu Tam, Peh Kodosh, you have a Peh Kodosh. We've learning what a Peh Kodosh represents. That's what all of Masechta Nedarim is about. You have to be careful to say what I obviously consider being correct or incorrect. The lesson of Masechta Nedarim is Peh Kodosh, that every one of our mouths are Kodosh, are holy, and we have to be very careful what we say or don't say with our mouths. So the halacha, as we learn in this Masechta, is that a person can make a neder, and something that really is mutter now becomes usser. And if he violates the neder, he's over a lav. He's over the lav of lo yachal devaroi, and he's also over a mitzvah say, because the Torah says, "K'chol hayoytze mipiv yase." According to the Rambam, besides the mitzvah say of Kechol, besides the mitzvah say of Kechol HaYotze Mipiv Yasa, he's also over the mitzvah say a Maitzei Svasecho Tishmar Vasisa. That again, the Torah is teaching us that one is obligated to follow, to fulfill what he accepted upon himself. The Ramban says that when somebody violates a neder, he isn't over that mitzvah asay. According to most Rishonim, if somebody indeed is over the slav of lo yachal dvaroi, he gets malchus. The Chinuch disagrees. The Chinuch says that there is no malchus because it's a lav shame by maisa. Why is it considered a lav shame by maisa? The Mefarshim try to understand the opinion of the Chinuch. Why would it be considered a lav shame by maisa? If I accept upon myself with a nether to do something, so that's a lav sheyesh by maisa. Why is it considered a lav shame by maisa? So the Meram Shik explains that since, as we discussed a few moments ago, every nether you have the ability to be mefer the nether under certain circumstances, or to be matter the nether under certain circumstances. So therefore, says the Meram Shik, that makes it into a lav shem by maisa. The Michas Yitzchak has a different way of understanding. The Michas Yitzchak explains that since there are obviously situations of nedarim that are a lav shame by maisa, so even in a circumstance where it is a lav shame by maisa, since we have situations where it's a lav shame by maisa, we can't have a lav, explains the Michas Yitzchak, that the same lav, sometimes it should be considered a lav sheyesh by maisa, and sometimes it should be considered a lav shame by maisa. It's one or the other. And therefore, says the Michas Yitzchak, since certain nedarim obviously don't involve a maisa, and those nedarim will certainly be in the category of a lav shame by maisa, even the nedarim that do involve a maisa will also still, according to the Chinuch, be considered a lav sheyesh by maisa. Hilchos nedarim, there are hilchos nedarim, just like there are halachos regarding all situations that the Torah discusses. But it's very interesting. Hilchos nedarim are in Masechta, are in Yerideya. They begin in Siman Resh Gimel, but in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss at the beginning what makes a neder. Actually, what the Shulchan Aruch discusses is that somebody should not make nedarim. The Shulchan Aruch starts, and we'll quickly review some of these halachas. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Al tirag b'nedarim." A person should not be accustomed to make nedarim. If somebody makes a neder, even if he fulfills his neder, nikra rasha v'nikra chayte, he's considered a rasha or a chayte. And the way that Taz explains, when is he a rasha, when is a chayte? If he has the ability to be matan neder, and he's not matan neder, he is a rasha. But if he can't find a way to be matter and nether, so he's not a rasha, but he is a chayte. He's considered a bal aveira. He should have never made that nether. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, ichr adar nedre, if a person delayed in fulfilling his nether, pinkasi neftachas. In Shemayim, they look at him and they try to evaluate what kind of person is this. It causes that they should look at him. And continues the Shulchan Aruch, Hanoi de Kila Bon Abama. If somebody makes a neder, it's like he made a bama b'shas isra abamas. V'kaimai kila kikr v'lov carbon. Shetayv Yaiser, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's preferable sheyishal al nidroi. If you have an ability to be shoyl on your nether, that's what you should do. However, the Shulchan Aruch makes an exception. V'hani mil v'sha nidorim, avl nidrei hegdish, mitzvah l'kaiman, v'la yishal alayim al midoichet. A person, again, the Shulchan Aruch is not suggesting that a person should make nidrei hegdish, and we'll speak about this. But if you made the nether, even though the Shulchan Aruch told us, and we explained it from the Taz even more, that if somebody made a nether, he should try to be shoyl on the nether, that is not the case by nidrei hegdish, ela midoichet, only if there's no other option. L'chatchila, if you already have made a nidrei hegdish, you should follow through with your nether. V'kein, em nishbal ez adavar, v'yishalav ela midoichet. But the Shulchan Aruch says that shvua is different than nedarim. Buy a nether, unless it's a nidrei hegdish or a nidrei tztaka, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us one should attempt to be shoyl on it. By a shvua, as the Taz and Sifkat and Gimel explains, there are opinions that say that a Torah is not effective by a shvua. And since they hold HaTorah is not affected by Shvuah, every Shvuah, once you've made the Shvuah, you should try to keep the Shvuah and not be shoyl on it. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, Tzarech lizor shlo yodesh shum davar. Avoid nedarim. Vafilu tztaka in toiv lider. Even tztaka, l'chatchila don't make such a nether. Elam yeshna biyodai yetna biyad. If you have the money available that you want to give tztaka, give it. Vemlav, and if you don't, lo yider at sheyiloi. Don't make a nether until you actually have it. Vempaiskun tztaka v'tzarech lifsikimon. Let's say you're in a shul and they're making an appeal and you can't separate yourself from everyone else, so you have to make a pledge, but you should say b'li nether. The Shulchan Aruch continues. However, be'es tzara, in a time of tzara, mutalunda. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, ha'ayme eshna perek zeh. If somebody accepts upon himself that he's going to learn, he accepts upon himself that he's going to come to a shir. V'yayre shem yisrash shal b'davar. And now he's concerned that even though that he has the best intention, he may not follow through. There, says the Shulchan Aruch Sharach Leila Minder, he may make another Lezroi Ozei Nafshei. If that's what's going to make him do what he's supposed to do the mitzvah, then he can make the nether. V'keinim Yorosh Yitkva Yitzroi, he's concerned that the Yitzroi is going to get over him. V'yaval Eze Mitzvah Mitzvah Slice to say, he's concerned that he's going to be over a lot. Or you thrash him the key Mitzvah to say, or you won't follow through a mitzvah to say, mitzvah lishav al linder, not as a mitzvah to make a nether, kedei lazaris atzmai. In other words, if your point is to do it, that in order you should be able to do a mitzvah, then it's fine. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch concludes this simen in Siv Zayin. Misha not in the dorm. If somebody makes the dorm, kedei lekoinen de ersov, in order to put himself on the right path, l'sakim masov, this is what's going to help him go on the right path. Hareza zoros mishubach. That's praiseworthy. Ketz misha yizoyl. Somebody has a problem with overeating. Vaslov basa shana shustayim. And like that, he makes a nether that he won't eat meat for a year or two. Oishoshoyge b'yayin. He has a problem with alcoholism. He drinks wine. Vasa yayin al atzma izman meruba. And therefore he accepts upon himself with a nether that he won't drink wine. Or also shikris loylam, or he said that I will never get intoxicated. V'kei shal yirodev shal moinim v'nevelahem. He has a problem that he's too involved with money. V'asa atzmai hamatanus. He says I won't accept gifts. Or enos anshe medina zu. V'kei shal yizgar b'yofya. Somebody has a problem that he's too much into the way he looks. V'nada b'nazar k'yoytz, and he accepts upon himself, therefore, to be another. Kulam derech avoid l'Hashem hi. Those nadarim are considered a derech avoid l'Hashem. U'b'darim elu k'yoytz b'hem. And regarding these types of nadarim, amr chachamim, regarding Such Nedarim, Chazal said, Nedarim Siyag L'Prishas. Nedarim could be a way how a person could watch himself from acting inappropriately. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'abishem Avoida, even though we've now identified that making Nedarim could be considered one of the Derochim, one of the paths of Avoidas Hashem, Lo Yirba Adam Nidre Asim. A person shouldn't overdo it. A person should not become accustomed to make nedarim. Al yifrish midvarim shroy lifrish mehem. Of course, a person should separate himself from what he has to separate himself, but he should do it below neder without making nedarim, because the power of a neder and the isser of a neder is so significant. One has to be very concerned about being over any nether.